This is the bonus shir for Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. We're going to go through the Kahati, the introduction over here in Mishnah Vav, explaining the concept of Tumah so that we better understand Mishnah Vav and better understand the concept of Tumah in general, because this is very applicable throughout Shas. Mishnah Zu, this Mishnah is discussing Sreifas Basar Kachim, the burning of Basar Kachim, holy meat from the base of Mikdash, that became Tumah with a Tumah Kala, light Tumah. Light Tumah, together with the meat that became Tameh on a more Chamur, on a more heavy level. And it's brought over here because it could be discussed in further detail in Mishnah Zion, the following Mishnah. So the Kahati says that we mentioned in many places that there's many levels of Tumah. The highest level is going to be level number one, Avi Avos HaTumah, the father of all fathers of Tumah. Kol HaTameh, anyone that becomes Tameh from this Tumah, it's referring, Avi Avos is an actual mace, a dead human body. So whether a person touched it or a utensil touched it, they're called a Tame mace, and they're going to be called an Avatama. So it always goes down one level when you pass it over. So an Avi Avos Tama, like a dead corpse, that touches a human body or utensils, so then the human person, the live person or the utensils, will be called now an Av Hatama. Because it goes down from Avi Avos to just an Av. And then there are other types of avos hatumah. For example, a dead, creepy crawling insect like a sheretz, an avela, a carcass from an animal, a zav, a person that has some kind of emission from the body that makes him tumah, mitzora, the one has tsaras. These are also all av hatumahs. Now, whoever touches an av hatumah goes down a notch, he becomes a rishon latumah, first level hatumah. And now, a rishon can only make tumah food and drink. So he's on the lower level, he can only make tummy food and drink. So if he touches food and drink, they would become tummy. Now if he touches the food, and he's a rishon, so now the food becomes a sheni, a secondary to tumah. Now a secondary to tumah can make a shlish, can make a third to tumah regarding truma. Only a truma, not chul, not non-sacred food, but truma, holy food, it can make the truma into a shlishi, a third for tumah. And the third for tumah, for example, you have Truma, which is Tumah, you can make a Ravi, a fourth level, for anything, for Tumah that's Kodesh, for like, things that are in the base of Mikdash, like meats or something like that in the base of Mikdash, which is holy, which is Kachim. So, and that would be like the lightest level, the fourth level. So we have Avi Avos is number one, Av is number two, Risho number three, Sheni number four, Shlishi number five, and then Ravi would be number six. So, and one being the highest, six being the lowest. Kol Dargos, all these levels, Shalamata, they go down from the Ava Tumah, are called the Vlad Tumah. Every time you go down a notch, it's called like a Vlad, like the son of the Tumah. Ava Tumah and Ava Tumah is called Tumah Chamura, the more stringent one, since it's on the level to be Matami, even a person and utensils. Whereas a Vlad Tumah, the secondaries are called the Tumah Kala, the more light Tumah, because they cannot be Matami, a person or utensils, only food and drink, Balvad alone. And with this in mind, you can apply it to Mishnah Vav, you have a better idea of how the Tumah works.